This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. French President Emmanuel Macron is set to hold talks in Moscow in a bid to help de-escalate tensions over Ukraine. From the Associated Press, Charles de Ledesma.
Interview with a French newspaper published on Sunday, Macron said in reference to his Russia visit, "We won't get unilateral gestures, but it's indispensable to prevent a degradation of the situation before building confidence gestures and mechanisms." The French president added, "The geopolitical objective of Russia today is clearly not Ukraine, but to clarify the rules of cohabitation with NATO and the EU." Continuing the high-level diplomacy, German President Olaf Scholz is set to meet with President Joe Biden for talks expected to focus on the Ukrainian standoff. Scholz is set to travel to Ukraine and Moscow on February 14 and 15. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of people marched in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv on Saturday to protest any possible Russian invasion and to demonstrate unity with the rest of Ukraine. Kharkiv is just 40 kilometers or 25 miles from some of the tens of thousands of Russian troops massed at the border of Ukraine. If Russia invades, some of Kharkiv's 1 million plus people say they stand ready to abandon their civilian lives and wage a guerrilla campaign against one of the world's greatest military powers. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Sunday that Russia could invade Ukraine any day, launching a conflict that would come at enormous human cost. The senior advisor to President Joe Biden offered another stark warning the day after U.S. officials confirmed that Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower it likely intends to use. He did not directly refresh reports that the White House has briefed lawmakers about the Russian invasion. This is VOA News. A few dozen elite troops and equipment from the U.S. 82nd Airborne Division have landed in southeastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. Hundreds more troops are still expected. President Biden has ordered the deployment of 1,700 soldiers to Poland amid fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. The elite airborne infantry troops arrived Sunday at Rzeszów-Jasionka Airport, which is about 56 miles from their border. The commander is Major General Christopher Donahue, who on August the 30th was the last American soldier to leave Afghanistan. Israeli and Palestinian public figures have drawn up a new proposal for a two-state confederation that they hope will offer a way forward after a decade-long stalemate in Mideast peace efforts. The plan includes several controversial proposals, and it's unclear if it has any support among leaders on either side, but it could help shape the debate over the conflict. The plan calls for an independent state of Palestine and most of the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem, territories Israel seized in the 1967 Mideast War. Israel and Palestine would have separate governments, but coordinated at a very high level on security, infrastructure, and other issues that have affected both populations. The International Olympic Committee released a statement on Monday saying its president, Thomas Bach, had met with Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai on the sidelines of the Beijing Winter Olympics. IOC spokesperson Mark Adams read the statement in a Beijing conference saying Bach had dinner with Peng on Saturday. That was the day after the China's president opened the Winter Olympics in Beijing that had been overshadowed by international concerns about Chinese human rights abuses and Peng's situation. The IOC said Peng also attended the China-Norway Olympic curling match with IOC member Kirsty Coventry of Zimbabwe.
I don't think it's a judgment for the IOC to make. We are a sporting organization, and our job is to remain in contact with her, and as we've explained in the past, to carry out personal, quiet diplomacy, to keep in touch with her as we've done, to meet her in person as we've done, and now invite her to Lausanne to see us. She had a long conversation with Kirsty Coventry yesterday, I think.
Fears of Peng's welfare were first raised in November after she accused a high-ranking Chinese official of a sexual assault. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.